Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Where the Stars Fell is offering director's commentary to all Fable and Folly Plus supporters. Still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Just walk in here.
Oh, yeah. I had to stop at the station to use the bathroom one time, and Ezekiel invited me to do a tight five on the air. There is no standard for journalistic integrity here. So, fuck it. We barely got a chance to make a dent last time we were in here, and I swear, Lucy, there is no way a room of that size logically can fit into this building. Hence, the measuring tape.
Edison, not that I don't see the merit in a side plot, but do you maybe think that this particular one might be coming from a place of avoidance?
Of what? My research status report is done. I have all of my new and incredibly cool powers under control. There hasn't been any sign of ineffable disturbances. I even flossed today. In the morning.
And believe me, I recognize what a big step that is in your personal dental hygiene journey. But all of that said, you don't think this has something to do with the big cosmic, metaphorical ticking clock hanging above us?
I mean, maybe. It's possible, I guess.
You guess?
I guess I may be trying to think about something other than my impending role in the collapse of the universe as we know it. But all things considered, when you think about it in the sort of grand scheme of things, I'm actually coping super well. I'm doing great.
All right. What are we measuring?
Wait, really?
Well, luckily for you, I have a meeting with my editor this afternoon, so perhaps we can mutually avoid our problems for a few hours. And I will admit I'm not immune to the appeal of rooms that are bigger on the inside.
I knew it. I knew you had a thing for Rose Tyler. Wait, is that why you asked me to do that?
Tape measurer, please.
All right.
You know, it might be worth looking through more of these boxes. We may need all the help we can get.
Oh, yeah. Total treasure trove of useful stuff in here. For example, may I present this vintage traveling bar cart? Sure to be crucial in preventing the onset of Armageddon.
I was merely making a point. No need for... Wait. Do you feel that?
Feel what? Oh, that. I'm sure that has no supernatural explanation. But on the off chance that it does, do you maybe wanna...
Leave? Yes, please. So, I might be wrong, just throwing it out there, but I'm like 95% sure I used to be standing over there. Would that be a correct assumption on my part?
Yes.
And I used to have longer hair, and everything hurt significantly less.
Uh-huh.
And I used to just sort of generally be in a different body altogether.
Specifically, this one.
And can I assume that is mutual?
You may.
Yeah. Cool. Just so that we're on the same page. Should we scream real quick? This seems kind of like a screaming situation. Also, I know I mentioned it, but the shock's wearing off now. Jesus, this body hurts.
We're in a radio station, so I wouldn't, but I would be open to quieter forms of panic expression.
Okay. Cool.
What the fuck?
Edison, someone is coming.
It sounds like... What is Gabe doing here? I thought we were all on the same page about excluding Ezekiel from the team because they're the worst.
Is that BB?
Shit. We're in agreement that we'll never live this down if we tell them, right?
I mean...
Gabe! Hey! And BB! What's up? Crazy seeing you here.
Lucille? What's going on with your voice?
Right. Yes, I am Lucy, and that is Dr. Tucker.
Yep.
Edison, Lucille, did you two mess with an ineffable object of unknown origin and end up in each other's bodies by any chance?
No.
I gotta tell ya. That answer would be a lot more credible without the question mark at the end.
Wait, why are you two here?
Well, the Spirit Halloween is closed for the season, and since the last incident, they've moved all the merchandise that made it worth the trip to storage.
Made what worth it?
Edison.
Oh, I get it. Ew.
So what kind of entity do we think we're looking at here?
How do we know it even is an entity? It could be a curse. Seems a bit like a curse to me.
Gabriel does have a point. Most of our problems to date have been with entities. Perhaps it's the same sort of situation here, and we just need to reach some sort of understanding. Gabriel, have you seen anything like this box before?
It does look like a normal minibar from here. Nothing ineffable.
There's writing in there, in Hebrew. That there means trapped, and that one is... Gabriel?
Ah.
Ah? Just to clarify, was that an ah, like, ah, yes, this is the name of my good friend from college, and or the Byzantine era who owes me a favor, or an ah, like, ah, Edison, you have in fact opened a literal Pandora's box in the supply closet of a community radio station, which seems about right for the momentum of this year overall.
Well, it's not a worst case, ah.
Fabulous.
But it's definitely not a best case, ah.
Not fabulous.
See, these markings here seem to be a warning about an entity that facilitates the transmigration of souls.
You don't say.
Which we might know is a Dybbuk.
Shit.
So, we might have a might bit of a problem.
But, no, that doesn't make sense. Dybbuks in Jewish folklore are known for taking over the bodies of other people. They're sort of dislocated souls, right?
The name comes from the Hebrew word for cling, yes. Usually a Dybbuk takes over the body of an unwilling host to finish some business they have left on Earth.
Right. Right. Cool. Totally cool.
Edison, are you...
Fine, Lucy. Just need a sec.
Right, so neither of us are possessed by any sort of spirit, at least that we're aware of. What could that mean?
It could mean it's confused, or old, or trying to make a point.
Or it could just be doing a test run before the main event.
Or it could be too weak to follow through.
And that could mean that this wears off on its own, right?
It's possible. It could have a limited time span, or a limited physical range, or...
Physical range? We could try that now. Who knows, we could walk out the door and, uno, reverse right back. I would actually love to try that immediately.
Edison, genuinely, are you all right?
Totally, totally. Lucy, Luce, Lucy Goose. Wow, how have I never heard that, bringing that one back?
Edison.
I'm fine. Just need to get out of here.
Oh, I don't know if that's the best idea. We don't really know.
Too late, doing it anyway. Well, okay, that didn't work. And great, no change.
Well, I wouldn't say no change.
Just checking, because I'm just a millennial archangel and not a well-regarded cryptozoologist with 4 PhDs that teaches at Stanford, but how do you think that went?
Shit. Shit. Lucy, are you still me?
It appears so, and you're still...
You. And Gabe is in...
Me. And may I say not...
Don't say it.
So, no one is feeling particularly possessed right now, right? No ghoulish impulses to sow chaos on the Earth?
Well...
No more than normal.
No.
Right. Okay. That's something. So until we figure this out, no one in, no one out.
It's a supply closet. I can't imagine it's a particularly high traffic area for any...
Oh, hey, there you are. Weird place for a meeting. A little cramped, but given everything going on, I guess I get it.
Wait, don't shut the...
Shit.
Mike? Why are you here? Oh, God, please tell me it's not a sex thing, too.
Too?
Never mind.
There was a message in the Slack. It said we were having a meeting. Did you not get it?
But I didn't send you any... Baby, why is my phone in your pocket?
In your...
Guilty as charged. Wanted to create a little mischief.
But you would have had to have sent the text before the body swap happened.
The...
Different type of mischief, friend.
You're sick.
Stop! Why does no one's voice match their body?
Oh, you know, got involved in some regular Friday shenanigans. Opened a box, angry ghost, ended up in a real soul-based musical chairs situation. Sorry, do I need to put this in SAT terms for you?
You know, if you weren't...
If I wasn't what? Finish the sentence, please. You'd kill me if I wasn't inside your coworker. The jokes write themselves.
You know what? I don't need to deal with this. I have a study date to get to and a key club social to plan, so I'm just gonna...
No!
Fuck me running at the pearly gates, my leg! Ugh.
Just had to go for the door, didn't you, Mike?
Well, if someone had just said that...
Edison.
Yes?
Whataburger.
Man, come on!
Alright, seems like we need a roll call here, folks. I'll start. Gabe.
Mike.
Lucy.
Edison.
BB.
Jesus.
Lucy, can you get my phone and text a picture of the box to Sufi? They might be able to do some research while we try to keep things under control here.
Yes, passcode?
1234.
You would.
Oh my god, Mike, why do you have so many unread emails?
10,000 is not a lot.
Alright, so we're sending the pics to Sufi, and until then, what do we do? Every time one of us tries to leave, we switch again. What the fuck is up with that? Why hasn't it taken possession of one of us already?
Maybe it can't. I mean, none of us are exactly fully human. Maybe it's just trying to get in, but because our bodies aren't compatible, it's just shuttling us around? Looking for an opening?
Very possible, Lucille.
Hate to bring him into this, but... BB,
as the resident demonic entity expert. Any idea how to fix this?
No.
That's it? That's all you've got? No?
Yes.
I abstain.
So you'd seriously rather just be stuck here in a room full of people you've established you don't like at all than try to help by sharing even a little?
I'm just not really a team player, you know.
What is wrong with you?
Do you actually want me to answer that, or do you just want to tell me?
We're all trying to solve a problem here. A problem that actually affects you. And you're just sitting here throwing out stupid, unhelpful comments like you're not stuck in this closet too.
Easy, Michael. Let's not get hysterical here. This time you're tall enough that we can all hear you just fine without shouting.
I'm taller than you in this form too. You are short, and you are awful, and...
Lucille, would you like to know why that body you're in's used to slouching all the time? You see, Michael here isn't used to being this tall.
You want to go there? Fine! Ed, repeat after me. My name is BB, and I never have anything worthwhile to say because my mouth is used to gargling games.
Michael, please. We have humans present.
You always do this! You let disasters just happen all around you, and you sit in the middle on your little... shit perch! Like the shit king you are! And fuck the rest of us that get stuck with the shit runoff below!
Oh, for fuck's sake, this isn't still about the Dave Matthews Band thing, is it?
Of course it's about the Dave Matthews Band thing, you supercilious fuck!
Whoa!
Very rich, coming from a man who once had a panic attack trying to pick a turkey leg at the Pennsylvania Wren Fest.
I was trying to get my money's worth.
I know we're in problem-solve mode, and this is almost definitely going to make things worse in the long run, but I have to ask, what Dave Matthews Band thing?
2004, Chicago. I'm on the top deck of a double-level passenger boat on the Chicago River, trying to work a miracle to improve the water quality, which is still at toxic levels from the annual St. Patrick's Day dying.
Can we let the apocalypse happen, but like... just to Chicago?
And apparently, the Dave Matthews Band is in town that week for some sort of jam rock festival in Iowa. And that day, their tour bus driver decides that a great time to unload the septic tank is while crossing the Kinsey Bridge in downtown, which, if you don't know, is built with a grading system. So if you dump anything on the bridge, it just continues to fall, completely unimpeded, to the water below. So I'm minding my own business on this riverboat, trying to help clean up a metropolitan waterway, when I hear an absolutely sickening sound above me. And I just have time to look up before 800 pounds of human waste descend onto me. Oh, and of course, I forgot to mention, this was a Chicago architecture tour, so me and 100 other people who were on the deck that day. And in the midst of the screaming and the crying and the gagging, I look up to see who could have done this. And I see him in the passenger seat. So yeah, BB, it is about the Dave Matthews Band thing, which is just a symptom of the main thing, which is that I do think you're full of shit. I don't think you want to help us or anyone but yourself. And I find it hard to believe that you have anything of value to add to this situation. Or frankly, any situation I could possibly imagine.
I mean, really. If you think about it, the boat did stop the shite from going into the Chicago River. So, technically, Michael, I actually helped you do your job that day.
You!
Is that... my shield?
It sure looks like it. That must mean our powers stay with our bodies.
So whatever this entity is, it has enough power to prevent us from leaving the room.
But not enough to transport the entirety of our beings from vessel to vessel, right?
Great, so BB is gonna start the apocalypse now. First upside I've heard all day.
No, this could be incredibly dangerous if we don't take care of it quickly. The three of us have had millennia to learn to harness our powers. No offense to y'all, but one of you at the wheel could level Jerusalem a month early if we're not careful.
Maybe that's what it wants.
BB, would you mind taking the shield down?
Oh, you see, I actually do mind, Gabriel. It's been firmly established that I had no actual value to the proceedings, so I think I'll just stay over here and respect the boundaries that have been set, thanks.
BB, take the shield down.
Why don't you use your smiting powers and make me take it down? Oh, wait.
Beelzebub.
There. Happy.
Oh, that's probably Sufi. Right. Hello, Sufi?
Hey! Oh, wait. Babe, you sound different. Are you okay?
Yes. Well, it's hard to explain. Should I give the phone to you, or would that be more confusing?
Do you need me to come down there? I can head over.
No! No. I mean, that is probably not best right now.
We've got a bit of a complicated situation, Soups. We're all kinda jumbled right now. That's why we sent you a picture of that box. Gabe thinks a Dybbuk is doing this.
Aren't you Gabe?
Yes. And no. Hopefully not much longer.
Oh, well, okay. That's confusing. Well, I can see why you thought it was a Dybbuk.
Thought?
Yeah, so get this. Dybbuk boxes are pretty common in pop culture, despite the fact that there's really no lore basis for it. Turns out that the belief actually started with an eBay listing for a portable bar set in 2003. In the description, the guy talked about how it caused all these nightmares and bad luck and haunting-type things. The next few owners claimed the same phenomena, and the legend kinda snowballed from there. But later, he admitted he just bought the box at a garage sale and carved the symbols himself to make it more sellable.
So, early creepypasta?
Basically. I mean, if a Dybbuk was actually coming for you, it wouldn't have needed the box, and I don't think it would have been this nice about it.
This is nice?
I mean, don't you think? When do you switch?
When we try to leave, which means it doesn't want us to, so it's fucking with us.
Right, but I don't think it is. So, that writing is Hebrew, and it is talking about soul transmigration, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a Dybbuk. There are other forms of manifestation that are really similar, but serve different purposes. I think this could actually be something called...
an Ibor.
Right!
But that would still be possession.
Well, if Sufi is right, that could just be part of the legend. The same way the Dybbuk box story changed over time through the internet, sometimes things get lost in translation. The Ibor is usually an entity or lost soul that guides a living person or persons to help them, to complete a task, or to perform a mitzvah of some kind. Only then can they come to rest.
Usually the spirit joins with a living person's body, but maybe not always?
So, what, it thought the best way to do that was to force us into each other's bodies? Not exactly the most efficient approach, little dude.
Maybe it thought you needed each other more than you needed it.
Shit.
So, I don't know. Whatever you need to deal with, you probably need to figure it out together.
Thanks, Sufi. Okay, so, this Ibor is keeping us from leaving. So from that, we can take...
that it doesn't want us running from something. Whenever we try to avoid it, it pushes us into another body, forces connection, empathy. So we can probably extrapolate what it wants us to do.
All right, so are there things people here want to share real quick? Anything we're trying to avoid, or anything we need to clear the air about? Because it looks like none of us get to leave until we do. So, who wants to go first?
Nose goes?
Boss, damn it, no. No! I'm standing my ground, I am not talking, I am not apologizing, and I am not giving anything to this room until he apologizes.
Oh, thanks for thinking of me, but I have nothing to apologize for.
The fuck you-
BB, we all know that there's a general understanding that anything resembling an apology goes fundamentally against the whole demonic thing.
Code.
But, I don't know if you've noticed, there's an apocalypse on the way in just under a month, and most of the human or human-adjacent members of this closet gang would like to spend that remaining time in our own cozy little bodies. So could you please just apologize for dumping 800 pounds of literal shit on Mike so we can go about our days?
Oh, believe me. As much as I would like to take credit, I can't on this one. Which you would know if...
The point?
One thing, Michael. Yesterday I was in the passenger seat of the tour bus, right?
Yes.
Who was the driver?
I... Why does that matter? The driver was the...
BB, do you maybe wanna...
See, they had popped their head out when they heard the screaming, as one does. But they saw you, and they got a wee bit embarrassed.
Why would they... Why?
Because they were with me.
Baby.
Oh, I'm not finished. See, every so often we ineffable beings of opposing sides run into each other. Deceptively small universe that way. And sometimes it can be a bit tricky to tell if an action is one of ours or one of yours. Such as, did you know that after the Dave Matthews Band Chicago River incident, the band donated $200,000 to groups that protect that cursed little river from pollution? It's not exactly your approach, which seems a little more miracle-based, but it did get the job done.
I don't...
$200,000 for you lot and your river. And for my lot, 100 tourists mentally and emotionally scarred forever. A rare collaboration. Not that you were supposed to be there, but you all don't seem to really care about collateral damage too much. Or at least the one pulling the trigger from the driver's seat didn't. But then, you can always ask her yourself. Can't you?
Gabe. No.
I didn't know you were stationed there too until it was too late. It was an honest mistake.
Honest?
I know that this is so distracting, but this is the funniest thing that's happened all month.
I hate to agree, but you're right. Bugger. Gabriel, that's my editor.
I can't believe you!
Luce, can't you just screen this one?
For 18 years!
Well, I've screened the last 12, so...
But...
I can't find it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Back pants pull.
And you were working with...
Well, the coat doesn't exactly make it easy.
Him!
Why have you been screening your editor's calls?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed... No, the other pocket.
All right, this is a lot of layers, Lucille.
What? There's been rather a lot going on lately.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm just gonna...
Edison.
Take this off.
Wait, don't take off the coat.
Sorry, y'all. New wings.
You know, I'm starting to feel like this closet really isn't bigger on the inside after all.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Michael, I really am sorry for not telling you. You were so disillusioned with humanity after that for so long, I didn't want to be responsible for that. And the longer it went on, the easier it became to just keep on. I thought you'd forgotten about it. All right, I'm realizing that's probably a hard thing to forget about. So I'm sorry.
Next time, if there is a next time, I get to be the adult.
That is fair. Now let's pick it up. This leg here is killing me.
I maintain that I have nothing to apologize for the Dave Matthews Band incident. But there are amends to be made. Secrets that have been kept. I won't be sharing any of those today, but I will admit to being sorry for a thing I've done. I meant it, but I never should have said it. That's all. That's all.
Edison, I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but I didn't really want to think about it. I haven't wanted to write ever since we found out about the apocalypse. It's hard to focus on fiction when the future of the universe has a time limit. But we were finally on the same page, and I wanted to be there for you. So it just didn't seem fair to put any of this on you.
Dude,
I want you to put that on me. I thought I was out here alone, freaking out, and you were being this, like, incredible, droll British rock star about everything. I felt like I was gonna explode for weeks trying to keep this in, because you were holding together so well, and if you could handle it, what was wrong with me?
Nothing is wrong with you, Edison. I don't want to be a burden, though. I get that. But maybe we both have to be okay with it from time to time. And thank you.
For what?
For telling me and bringing me here. Letting me be here with you. For you.
Did that?
It worked.
Oh, thank Christ.
Never doing that shit again.
Oh! Sorry, it's never been this big before.
You're welcome.
I changed my mind. Don't ever be helpful again.
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is produced by Newton Schottelcotty. This episode was written by Lauren Grace Thompson. The voice of Gabe was Kira Gill. The voice of Mike was Kyle Street. The voice of BB was Max Fleischacker. The voice of Sufi Shirvan was Sahar Iman. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harview. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker was Newton Schottelcotty. Script edits were done by Brad Colebrook with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Free Sound, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America. Listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.